From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This fall, there is no shortage of bruising political contests, and we're going to focus on two of them now. In a moment, we'll hear from the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate in Kentucky about his controversial new ad. First, though, to Illinois, where Governor Pat Quinn, a Democrat, has been on the job for less than 2 years. He took over after former Governor Rod Blagojevich was impeached and ousted. Well, now Quinn is fighting to win the seat in his own right, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The top issues in the tight race between Illinois Democratic Governor Pat Quinn and his challenger, Republican State Senator Bill Brady, are the state's record $13 billion budget deficit and high unemployment.
Are you ready to rally?
Several hundred union workers showed up at Plumbers Hall at a recent rally in Chicago. That's where Quinn touted his efforts to put a dent in the budget deficit. Early on, he proposed an income tax hike that went nowhere, but it's still on his agenda, along with spending cuts. He says he's been able to trim $3 billion in state spending and created thousands of jobs. In fact, Quinn calls himself the jobs governor.
The best way to help families, the best way to fight poverty, the best way to fight crime is a J-O-B, and we believe that.
Quinn's gotten some help from the Obama administration, including a visit from Vice President Joe Biden, who attended the rally and told the crowd the governor has had to grapple with some of the same problems the president faced coming into office.
And look what Pat's done in the last year. The guy inherited enormous budget deficits, skyrocketing unfunded pension liabilities, an economy in crisis, a massive loss of public trust in the governor's office. He didn't complain. My dad used to say, Joe, never complain and never explain. Pat didn't. He got to work.
During a later debate, Republican State Senator Bill Brady offered a different description of his opponent.
Last month, we lost 26,000 jobs. Governor Quinn's the job governor, all right, but it just happens to be for Indiana, Missouri, Kentucky, and other states.
Brady says he can stabilize the state's economy without raising taxes. His mantra is cut the state budget a dime for every dollar. A downstate Illinois lawmaker for 17 years, Brady says he'd scrap a number of taxes and fees, but would get a state audit before deciding what budget cuts to make. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie came to town to stump for Brady. Christie's a darling among conservatives after reckoning with a budget deficit nearly as large as Illinois.
I'm not coming here saying, hey, look what I did in New Jersey, you should do the same thing. I come here because I believe the direction he is saying he wants to take Illinois in is compatible with the direction I'm taking New Jersey in.
Brady is a social conservative and surprised many by running such a competitive race in a moderate state. When Pat Quinn came into office, there was a statewide sigh of relief. Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich had been impeached and ousted while the previous governor, a Republican, sat in prison on a corruption conviction. The state's ravaged economy, though, has been the focus of this race. Republicans are pouring millions of dollars in Midwestern states like Illinois, where Democrats are vulnerable. Roosevelt University political science professor Paul Green says Illinois is particularly attractive.
It's Obama's state. You always want to go plant your flag in the other guy's state.
Governors wield enormous power shaping policy as they try to reduce deficits and balance budgets. And then there's redistricting, says Bradley University political scientist William Hall.
In almost every state, the governor is an important part of the reapportionment process, which will be upcoming in 2011.
In many states, it will be governors who will have veto power over redistricting maps, deciding which political parties have control in state legislatures and Congress. But 2 weeks before Election Day, the candidates in the Illinois race for governor apparently still have some convincing to do. A recent poll shows 22% of voters haven't made up their minds.
I'm still undecided.
That's Linda Moran eating lunch in downtown Chicago. And the focus for some potential voters in this very Democratic city is on the mayor's race to come early next year, which explains why Brandon Martini thought only about a mayoral candidate when asked about his choice for governor.
I know that Rahm Emanuel's running. I'm not a big Rahm Emanuel fan. Mayor? Oh, governor. Jeez. No, I haven't. I'll probably vote Democrat, though.
And in this typically blue state, that's just what Democrats are hoping many voters will say. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.